USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against the state of Texas and paving the way for razor wire erected at the southern border to be taken down by Border Patrol officers. It was a narrow 5-4 decision by the high court. Meanwhile, the Republican governor of Texas says calls from President Biden to fund more U.S. border security are not what they seem, at least as far as he sees it. Governor Greg Abbott says cash alone does not solve the immigration problem.
It is not to build more wall, to deny illegal access. It actually is to facilitate more illegal immigration.
Biden administration officials say there needs to be more funding for things like more Border Patrol agents and more asylum court judges. Texas remains locked in a tug of war with the White House over precise control at the border. At the jammed crossing near a riverside park in Eagle Pass, state troopers started arresting illegal immigrants and turning them over to the Border Patrol. Former President Trump is lining up high-profile endorsements from Nikki Haley's home state of South Carolina ahead of its upcoming primary election. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, who recently dropped out of the race, is now backing Trump instead of Haley.
The only thing I'm asking for is what I need access for the American people, and we're fighting for the issues.
On Monday, South Carolina's Nancy Mace announced her support for Trump, saying she listened to her constituents.
Overwhelmingly, they are with Donald Trump. We've had 4 years of weakness in the White House. They don't want 4 more years of weakness in the White House under Joe Biden. They want 4 more years of strength. They want 4 more years of peace.
Of course, before we get to South Carolina, there is the first-in-the-nation primary to decide in New Hampshire today. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
One White House national security advisor says U.S. and U.K. military attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen are not just about U.S. and U.K. interests. He says the Houthis' attacks in the Red Sea are attacks on, quote, the entire global economy.
The world is standing up and saying they won't tolerate that.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on with ABC's This Week. He says diplomatic steps have been taken to condemn the Houthis' attacks from global partners. The UN has done as much. The administration is holding out hopes that a peace agreement can still be reached in the Middle East. USA's Corey Myers.
President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they do not want the president using a certain phrase.
You know, when you use the phrase river to the sea, it speaks basically to the mantra of Hamas. And if you look at it on the map, if you go look at the four corners that they describe it, it's basically the state of Israel. They just don't believe it should exist.
Adam Harrison, one of three sons of reality TV show Pawn Star celebrity Rick Harrison, has died in Las Vegas. He was 39. A family spokesperson confirmed Adam Harrison died Friday and said his death was from a suspected drug overdose. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.